The local unit is set for another bumpy year as investors struggle to assess the effect of a weak domestic economy and geopolitical risks. But some analysts say the rand could strengthen as much as 4.4% against the dollar this year if the government makes progress in stabilizing its finances and turning Eskom around. Joining us on the line with his perspective is Luqman Otunuga from FXTM. Luqman, thanks so much for your time this evening. It is a very big if at this stage of the game, and we see just how rocky a road the rand is on at this stage, with it already sitting at about 14.44 against the greenback today.
Thank you very much for having me here today. Yes, it's going to be another interesting year for the South African rand. I expect this year to be quite volatile. I believe the currency is going to be influenced by a variety of factors at home and also external factors. Last year, we saw the rand conclude 2019, surprisingly, appreciate against almost every single G10 currency, excluding the pound and Canadian dollar. However, though, I don't think it's uncertain whether we'll see a similar performance this year, especially when we look at the current prevailing economic climate.
Absolutely. We're already starting to see a lot of that unwind coming through. I mean, we've had the local currency trade, what, about 2% down in January so far already. So let's take a look at some of the factors that are weighing, because at this stage, one assumes that it's got to be local, where you've got global sentiment relatively positive at this stage.
Yes, you bring a very valid point. I believe that the rand this year is going to be influenced by actually four key domestic factors and two external factors, but most of the factors are pointing to a weaker rand. So at home, I've been looking at the SARB, the South African Reserve Bank Monetary Policy Path. We saw that inflation in South Africa is actually at 3.6%. That's a 9-year low, while growth in third quarter of 2019 was actually contracted at minus 0.6%. So this actually gives leeway for the SARB to cut interest rates to boost growth. However, though, even though lower rates is supportive of the South African economy, it will reduce the rand's interest rate differential. So this is quite negative. Secondly, in February, we have the budget statement, which is very, very significant. And, of course, investors will be looking to see what plans South Africa has this year. If the budget statement disappoints and Moody's not happy with what is seen in the budget statement, this could raise the risk of a credit downgrade to junk. Now, something that will result in sharp capital outflows and will weaken the rand. And finally, at home, the big elephant in the room is Eskom. The World Bank has already cut growth forecasts for South Africa to 2020 to under 1% due to load shedding. If this becomes a major theme and other major institutions start expressing these concerns, this is going to weaken the rand. But on the bright side, though, we can see that the United States and China are on path to a phase one trade deal. Now, South Africa is a small open economy that exports a bulk of its minerals to China. So this is very good news for South Africa. However, though, when we're looking more about external risks, we saw last week how volatile oil prices are. South Africa is an emerging market crude consumer, so higher oil prices could indirectly impact transportation, manufacturing, households, and businesses. So with all the factors I've said, even though the US-China trade developments is positive, most of them are actually pointing to a weaker rand.
Yeah, and with that being said then, and that kind of risk event that needs to be priced into the equation here, Luqman, let's take a look at the SARB's MPC, because it's for its first policy meeting this week, expected to announce its interest rate decision on Thursday. Where are your expectations sitting right now? Because like you say, they may well have leeway. It's leeway that the SARB had back in November as well and didn't move, because of the risk that it has to price in.
Yeah, so right now I expect the central bank to remain pat on interest rates. It's even though they do have the leeway to make a move, I feel that they're probably waiting for what happens at the end of March when Moody has its rating decision. I think if the central bank does make a move, it will be during the second or third quarter of 2020.
As far as that ratings decision is concerned, are you looking at a credit rating downgrade as inevitable right now? Because many seem to be thinking that's the path we're on.
This would depend on what we see in the budget speech in February. As media said, South Africa needs to show steps of structural reforms and policy certainty. So if these are missing in the budget speech, it could result in a credit downgrade. However, though, look at how negative and pessimistic many people were in 2019, but Moody still gave South Africa another chance to bounce back.
Yeah, well, the difference is that we've had our own finance minister, Tito Mboweni, pretty skeptical and critical of where things are at as far as government and its maneuverings are concerned in turning this economy around. How have you interpreted some of the messaging and rhetoric that's come through from his end?
As an external analyst, somebody looking at South Africa away from, it is quite negative. However, as we said earlier, South Africa could be rescued should we have external factors like trade developments supporting the economy.
Okay, well, let's leave it there, Luqman. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Luqman Otunuga from FXTM.